Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
I'd like us to read from Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large place, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Praise the Lord. I want to share with you briefly about the ministry of fire. The ministry of fire. Please take your seat. Moses was born in Egypt, trained and raised in Egypt, and boy, he became a great person in the palace of Pharaoh. And so when he grew up, he committed murder and ran away from Egypt. He went to his father Jethro, father-in-law Jethro, and the good thing is that he started serving. In the place of service, he went to the bush one day, and then a flame of fire appeared unto him out of the bush, because the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. Now in the Old Testament, when you see the angel of the Lord, it's a good representation of God and his activities amongst men. Praise the Lord. And so the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And the guy saw that the bush was not burning, even though there was fire. The bush was not consumed. The bush burnt with fire, but was not consumed. So the fire here is not the California fire. It's not bush fire. This is a supernatural fire. Praise the Lord. It was a supernatural fire that was burning the bush, but the bush was not consumed. And the God factor there did not allow the fire to consume the bush. And Moses said, what I'm seeing is very interesting. So he turned aside and looked at this great sight of the fire burning on the bush, but the bush was not being consumed. Then the Bible said in verse 4, I love it. It said, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses. And he said, here I am. So God called unto him out of the bush. But I want you to help, you know, I want to help you come to a place to know that where God called him from The Bible says, out of the bush, but the fire was burning in the bush or on the bush. Are you here with me? So basically, God called him from the burning bush. He called him from the bush that had caught fire. So the calling Moses received was a calling of fire, a calling out of fire. He was not called by the riverside. He was called from fire. It was a ministry of fire. Say ministry of fire. Yeah. And when the Lord called him, he got a call. Because you can't see fire and not recognize it. And you see Moses to be a very great symbol or shadow of Christ in the world to deliver, you know, us from the power of this world. Moses in Egypt to deliver God's people out of Egypt unto the promised land. Christ in the world to deliver us and then to be with him, spend eternity with him. If you are here, say, I am here. Say, this is the ministry of fire. One of the things that we have to learn from here is that there is a difference between supernatural fire and natural fire. Moses was a man who was trained to have natural fire. He was a warrior. And out of his skill to fight, he had killed an Egyptian that was fighting an Israelite. And then he had to run away from Egypt. Are you with me? He had killed a man. He had killed somebody in Egypt. So he ran away. So the man was a man who was trained to have natural fire. Yes. Trained to have natural instinct of a fighter. And being raised in Pharaoh's palace, he had to be trained for war. Because about that time, Egypt was almost like the superpower. Like, you know, we used to say America, but America is something else this day. They were the superpower of their time. And so, to be there and to be a person of value for the status that he had to know how to fight. And so he was a warrior. He had a natural fire. But he found out that the natural fire had a lot of limitations. So he used his natural force to kill somebody. And to him, he was doing what was right. He was mitigating a matter. By the time he knew, natural fire had killed the guy. And when that happened, this natural fire that he used to save this person. Another time he saw an Israelite having an altercation, and he tried to set it. They said, who called you here? You are a killer. And so when they took him, he ran away from town. He went into exile. So it tells you that when you use your natural abilities, natural forces, natural fire, no matter the good you try to do, you will get into troubles. If you try to use your intelligence to do what supernatural power is supposed to do, you are going to get into trouble. In fact, the people that you try to help will become your biggest challenge in life. The situations that you try to solve will become your biggest problem in life. So this guy ran away, and then in the bush, he met the real supernatural fire. So today you will get to know which one to walk in, whether to walk in your natural fire that has got a lot of limitations, or to walk in the supernatural fire that will make you become a global icon. And for a child of God like Moses, whose roots were, you know, an Israeli, he needed to walk not in the fire of Pharaoh, but in the fire of the God of Israel. Praise the Lord. So he began his ministry. All this while that he was in Egypt, there was no call. But when he ran to his father-in-law Jethro in the bush, he heard the voice of God clearly calling him, and he called him into fire. Lift up your right hand and say, I've been called into fire. Say, I have the ministry of fire. One more time. Say, I have the ministry of fire. This understanding will help us to know that We have no choice than to manifest fire or to set ourselves up for the fire of the Holy Spirit. So in the bush, God started introducing him. Now, when Moses saw that this bush was burning but was not being consumed, it was a beautiful sight to behold. One of the things that will make you catch the fire of God or to practically walk in the fire of God is that you must be interested. Moses was when he saw the fire, he said, let me turn aside and look at this thing well. He didn't just pass by. He looked and behold, the bush burned with fire and was not being consumed. He saw it in verse 3. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned? When you see supernatural fire, when you see God moving by fire in this place, shaking things by fire, you must be interested. You can be in a place where the fire of God is at work and you are turned off. It's like we are inside. No, you don't have to be inside. You have to be an agent that transmits that fire. Moses said, I cannot just be standing around the place of the fire. Let me look at this thing very well. Let me plug into it. He was interested. If you're a lady here, you have to understand that we have a ministry of fire. If you're a man here, you have to understand that you have a ministry of fire, and you must be interested in carrying the fire of God to your generation. Some people in church are constantly dependent on the fire of God in the lives of another person or other people. My pastor is a firebrand. My shepherd is fire. Can see. I like to be around people who are fire and can see. You don't always have to be like that. You have to go to your route one, where he said that, I am interested in the fire. I'm interested in the what? I can't hear you now. Tell somebody, I'm interested in the fire. So you have to be interested in the fire. Moses turned aside to see this. It's a great sight. It's a great thing. Your greatness will be limited if you don't carry a particular portion of supernatural fire. To be able to become the person that God has called you to become, there must be a part of you that is a carrier of the supernatural fire of the Holy Spirit. Because the great sight resides in fire. That is to say that greatness is connected to fire. I say it again. Greatness is a function of the fire. We have not heard Moses talk about greatness until it is associated with fire. So greatness is associated with fire. If you are a pastor and you are not interested in this great sight of fire, you can't be a great pastor. If you are a wife, you are not interested in this great sight of fire, you cannot be a great wife. You can't, because being a wife is not a normal matter. Being a husband is not a normal. Being a mother is not a normal matter. Greatness is birthed out of fire. It's birthed out of what? John the Baptist. We did not see the real John the Baptistness of John the Baptist until the guy went to the wilderness, stayed in the womb of the wilderness, drank fire and came out spitting fire. When he came out spitting fire, even the people in the palace ran to him in the wilderness. I'm just saying that whoever God has made you, whatever God has made you, if you don't allow yourself for the fire to pass through you constantly, your greatness will not come out. So there are prophets who can see but don't carry fire. Yeah. Not they can see for you, but nothing is changing. The thing is not in the scene. The thing is in what you carry. And last time I told you that you can carry the fire and not have the heat. Ebala kapatayas. Shalakabra dagwa. There is fake fire. In fact, this day there is AI fire. Yeah, they can sell AI fire for you. They just bring it and you realize that it's on paper be doing like this. It looks like fire, but it is really not fire. It's a table fire. You can leave it overnight, nothing will be burnt. So greatness is in fire. Come on now. Tell somebody your greatness is in fire. And the reason why the gold in you, the golden life of greatness in you, is not coming out is that you are still in the water. You have not contacted the furnace of fire that would take away the dross and cause the mineral, the real mineral, to show forth in glory. Are you here with me at all? From today, I pray that somebody will be interested. You will be interested and you will catch the fire of greatness. Desire, test, hunger for the fire. Hunger. Kenala kovala kataya. Hunger for the fire, desire for the fire, aspiration to carry the fire. Not just be hanging around like a mosquito or a housefly. You must carry the fire, because your greatness will only manifest when your fire increases. Praise the Lord. So we see here that this is where God gave Moses the assignment. Your assignment will begin to show when you connect with the fire. That's why I'm saying that your greatness is connected to the fire. Your assignment in this life, on this earth, will begin to show. This is when you contact the fire, assignment has started. So there are some people, they can start the journey and the journey has not really taken off. Because the fire needed for a spark has not been contacted yet. That's why better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Today somebody quoted it for me. Ecclesiastes 7:8. Is it 7:8? Yes. Better is the end of a thing. It's not everybody who starts who is going to end well. Those who end well are people who carry what? I can't hear you. They carry what? Fire. Fire is the fuel of the spirit on the journey. You are beautiful without fire. Oh, one foolish boy is going to marry you and waste you on the way. Straight. But when you carry fire, the fire itself will be a selector of men. Yeah. You can love and have a crush on the boy, but the fire inside of you will reject the guy. Something about you on the inside will be burning and say that fire and water will not stay in one roof. But the fire has not started. You are doing ministry. That's why Jesus didn't start the ministry until he had gone to do 40 days, 40 nights of fasting and pray to catch the fire. Yeah, catch. He was God in the flesh. Oh. But he said, the going is not going until the fire starts. You can do all the preparation, put the jenny, the onion inside, the tomato inside, put everything in the pan, put it even on the stove. No, they don't use stove again. Put it on the cooker. He almost confused me. He said, put it on the cylinder. Put it on the cooker, on the burner. All of that great preparation, the great recipe, everything set, it does not mean anything if fire is not on ground. Are you here with me at all? That's why your life can be well put together, but it can never be transformed. It can never become what it ought to. The final product will not show until fire enters. You see, they say it's a pastor. You are not a pastor. Oh. You have to carry something. Are you here with me at all? You say, I'm a child of God. I'm a child. You are not. You are just, you just came to escort people. Elijah said, if I'm a servant of God, let fire come down. Yeah. The witches, they will be playing with your life until they see that your temperature has changed. Once it changes in the spirit, everybody will be careful. By the time the temperature changed, one level, second level, when the third soldier was coming with his soldiers, he was just begging from far, "Prophet, I beg, I recognize the fire. I'm not one of those foolish people who will challenge your authority. I beg, have mercy. Yasuma me. My master may be deemed to true herself. Yasuma me. Humimaba. Nobody is going to mind you. If this thing you carry is all you want to carry, it has to change." Some of us, they say you have to become a high tension. Some of us, the fire we have, you know, me, I grew up from my squad people, you know. They have pulled the net, the fishing net, so some of them, they call it what, La Palm. Their palm has been, the tissues there are dead. Yeah. So they can carry fire from a coal pot. Eh? And walk and come and put it in another coal pot. And nothing do. Yes. Because the tissues are what? They are dead. So a certain level of fire does not affect them. And there are demons like that. A certain level of fire, as a believer, they will be asking you, "Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, let's see your fire level." A certain level, it's a coal pot fire. It doesn't affect where I come from. What's in Nsemwa Jepin? It's a dead palm. The coal pot fire cannot affect it. But if that person dares touch a high tension, high tension does not respect this dead cell, something will happen. Are you here with me at all? I'm praying that your fire will increase from today. That amen, if it's louder, may you receive a higher fire. So you can see that for a higher level of performability, there must be high fire. You must accept the fire, appreciate, and walk in the fire. This is what Moses received as a call. It was a fire. It was not a normal fire. I have been very, very frustrated as a pastor every time I'm trusting God that the fire level will change. Because if it doesn't change, nothing will change. You can talk, the kingdom is not in words. We are talking about fire. The kingdom is in power. Individually, you must carry fire. When you marry, your husband must know you carry fire. There's one lady that I know. They were married before I met her. The husband was not very straightforward at the time. Then this happened. And then one day he went into a certain matter that almost took his life. And then the wife took oil. So open your mouth. Pour oil in the man. Touch his stomach. Touch the man. Just vomited every poison out of his body. From that time, he saw that he was dealing with a fire woman. He couldn't cheat on that woman again. Because he would hear the woman praying in the night. Anybody, I know my husband is doing women, but no problem. And Holy Ghost killed them. Sometimes the wife will be praying. He said, the husband will come and say, "Cool down. Cooling down." After encountering the fire with the wife, bumpy man, manifuriate, and not say, "Ochino say, yes, I call hobby." And he said, 10 wine. I said, no. I can't be playing with this kind of naked wire. You know, the reason why some people hanging around you, they continually misbehave. It's because they have not seen what you carry. Yeah. Fire must answer some things. So. Okay, bada. I don't want to finish the message. I just want us to pray. You have to carry fire. Just imagine Pastor Francis without fire. It's a major problem here. And when your fire start going down, after they now to a good day, and then kwasi agro. Say Jenny Fremonti, I say can of fuel nensa. Etuchinimusa, Ebabe Gina, a fin com. Death is entering the fuel. It's so you see that it's not functioning well. Are you here with me at all? There are signs to know that Charlie car ni jana engine so. There are signs to know that. You know, time will fail me to use Mr. Jenfi's car as an example. Time will fail me. I know Evans want me to use it as an example. Time will fail me. My wife says I should not go there. Oh God, save my soul. Let me be a good preacher. Let's look at a few things. The Lord told me, he said, don't come near. Do not come near. Verse 5. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Please, let me say that for you to walk in the fire, we are talking about what it takes to walk in the fire. We'll come and talk about other things if we have time. For you to walk in the fire, you have to pay attention to what God pays attention to. You have to be somebody who is obedient to the voice of God, obedient to the word of God, follows instruction, hold sacred things sacred and secular things in their place. You cannot be a carrier of fire when you mix sacred things with secular things. The Lord said, you are seeing the fire, but I'm telling you at this moment, don't come near, because you are not conditioned to operate at this level of the fire. It's a holy ground. Verse 5. Draw not nigh hither. Please give me the message. Don't come near. You know, it's a, God said, don't come any closer. If you don't position yourself in a particular spiritual condition, you cannot carry the fire. First of all, it's a spiritual mindset you should have that I should not go through life without fire. Number two, that the fire is not comfortable to operate in the life of just any vessel. The vessel must be fire accommodative. The vessel must be fireproof, fire prepared, or this fire is going to consume you. He said that to contain this fire, you must be like the bush. The fire is burning on your life, but it's not consuming you. So there are conditions you have to put yourself in or take yourself from so that you'll be able to carry the dimension that brings the fire. Because the fire is not in the anuanu here. It's not in shallow waters. The fire is in a deeper place. So you see that Moses is moving from wherever he is and he's approaching a deeper place. And as he was getting nearer, God was expecting him to be lighter from death, lighter from sin, lighter from unnecessary weight that easily besets you, lighter from, I don't want to talk about some things here. You have to learn something. Leave them. Don't bring them closer. As you are going deeper, you have to be dropping some demons off you. Some things must be dropped. Some unnecessary flirting on the phone. You have to drop it. Unnecessary talk. Unnecessary thing. If this your eye will see fire. Boy, you may have to turn away from the sheep, flock of sheep, and look in the right direction. There are some things to turn away from. There are some things to leave behind. God told me, he said, take
take off your shoe. There are things to take off. You see, fire can easily be contaminated. Because too many things can give fire. Petrol can give fire. Kerosene can give fire. Firewood can give fire. Gasoline can give fire. What kind of fire? Sometimes it can be petrol and kerosene at the same time. You can have a mixture of fire. But to carry the pure fire, you have to be in a certain... You have to listen to this message very carefully. Because we are a generation that carries strange fire. You will see somebody doing deliverance, but it's a fetish priest. The fire is not a correct fire. And sometimes you can have a genuine fire and then make the fire become bazaar. So God told Moses, he said, don't step into this dimension with your shoe. There's too much dirt around. You are stepping into a higher dimension. He said, the fire dimension is a holy ground. It's a higher level of operation. It's a deeper level with God. Am I talking to somebody now? A deeper level. When you wake up, you have a mind to go deeper with God. It is at that level that you will contact the fire. That by being your real normal self, you wake up and it's TikTok. There's no fire on TikTok. There is no fire doing nothing supernatural with the Holy Ghost. Because the dimension of fire is an invitation into divinity. The Lord told me, he said, come up here. He said, remove your sandals from your feet. You are standing on holy ground. Consecration is needed for you to walk in the fire. If you are a young lady, don't let anybody be press-pressing you. No. A body that you are press-pressing cannot contain the fire. They will press the fire out. Don't let anybody be talking. Some things, when it enters your ear, it just destroys the fire. Are you here with me at all? It will be competing with the voice of God in your ears. He said, come up. Today, I invite you to the place of fire. Say, amen. I was, recently, I went to preach in London, and when I was ministering the first night, I talked about from a spiritual capacity or something like that. I said, you see, that when you carry that fire, you know it. Carry that capacity, you know it. So I started praying for the sick, and people started getting healed, sharing their testimonies. Are you here with me at all? And you can see people who have sought medical intervention. Some are bones, some are this, some are that. What it just takes a split second of somebody operating with fire for all these things to change. It's a fire. He said, the place where you are, so you can stand in the place of fire as a lady, as a member here, as a man here. Never ever be proud that you carry a title without fire. Whether you are a managing director, you are a manager of whatever, be happy that you carry fire. My wife was telling me something today. She said he went to drop the kids at school. And the security that direct cars of parents when they are dropping kids. Something happened between the security and a truck driver who was also plying that road. And the truck driver said, I will deal with you so that you will know that I come from so-and-so place. Your mommy said that he started speaking in tongues. Kai, she said that then as she knew that it is no good not to have something. Truck driver believes in what he said, if I don't deal with you spiritually, I don't come from this place. I was telling mommy that I wish I was the one picking the children at that time. I would have come out of my car and say, deal with me, deal with me. Pataku Jacobobo. Deal with, how about me? How about me? I'll ask him, how about me? Have you weighed me? Can you deal with me also? And I'll tell him, if you are a man, try it on him.
Anywhere you go, just try. You have to carry. You are just at the mercy of foolish idols, entities, when you don't carry fire. Because people carry things. Question is, what do you carry? Where are you standing? I am sure where I am standing. Sabala kapataya. Epelia no sokladishko la paraya. Zepelia kledoses every day. Jacqua tilaso pradika. Hey, from today may you carry fire in Jesus' name. Hey, Shakaba. It's a ministry of fire. So we are standing in the holy ground. Fire is holy ground. Everywhere from that time that Moses went, the grounds changed. Once he entered Egypt, everywhere started shaking. The reason why places don't shake for you is because you have not embraced your ministry of what? Fire. Look at verses. God said, verses, please. In the King James, he said, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, So it is in the fire that you have the revelation of this covenant God you serve. You say, God of Abraham is like this. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's Jehovah Nisi. He said, you will not see the manifestation of these great names because they are a revelation from the place of, from a high place. It's not just a name. There is power. Are you here with me at all? There is what? When you carry fire, you see the manifestation of the revelation in the name. You want healing, you must enter the dimension of the fire. That is when Jehovah Rapha will be revealed unto you. Yes, all this while, it's not been revealed unto Moses until he was introduced to the grounds of fire. Then the Lord said, in case you don't know who I am, let me now introduce myself to you. Some people are saying, I need an encounter with God, blah blah. You need to come up. If you really don't come up and embrace your ministry of fire, you will not see the multi-dimensional grace that God has for you and I. You will not walk in the revelation of who he says he is amongst his people. When he says, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm the one who blesses, I'm the one who holds the covenant, and I change them, you will not know until you have entered into this dimension of fire. He gives twins, go up. Triplets, go up. You will see the God who gives triplets and twins when you step up into that holy ground of fire. Want to see the God of Abraham that gives husband, wife, good job and other? Step up. Tell somebody, step up. I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody, step up, step up. Step up into fire. Tell somebody, it's about time to spark like an engine. Some of us have not sparked yet. You're still trying to be your old self. Charlie, when everybody is sparking, you to sparkle. You are there now. The kakalika has sparked. It will not just happen. Tell somebody, it will not just happen. And to Moses, his history is not with the sheep. His greatness was never with the sheep. The miracles he was used to do, the revelations, they were never going to happen around the natural sheep. They were going to happen with the human sheep, God's flock in Egypt. But until he encountered the fire, he was never deployed to the place of his assignment. That's why I'm careful in sending people. And when I send you to a branch and I see that your fire is gone, we will take you to a rehab. Because you are not fit. Do you understand? Ice block cannot lead inside the fire. Fire go metal. We need somebody who is fireproof. Are you here with me at all? There's a reason why high combat agents, they wear the bodies they wear. Yeah, it's bulletproof, it's fireproof. They are you have to carry something to the battleground. When I was coming here, especially when I was coming to Accra, so many people were afraid for me. But me, I was not afraid. I trapped the fires. I couldn't wait to come to this Accra. Zabala kapataka yatakataka. Shola krapataka takatakata. Lakwataka lakata. I used to say Accra is a hotel. Because operating from Cape Coast, 77 idols. Elmina 99. Faboom. Coming to Accra. I used to be invited for programs in Accra. I come to Accra, I see a mountain. Kai. I said, Accra cannot scare me. It's big, but it's when you carry fire, everywhere is small. But when you don't carry fire, you come begging. Boncho. Boncho. We didn't come to beg here. We came to do the work of God. Moses entered into Egypt with fire. It was Pharaoh that started begging. When Moses entered, the Pharaoh didn't recognize, what is this boy that I raised? He's coming to command me around. By the time he saw the product of the fire he was carrying, he was not throwing himself about again. He was looking for Moses to show him mercy. So, when you carry the fire, you will see what your God can do. Some of you have to check yourself into a hotel, lock yourself for 3 days. Or check yourself in your room. Lock yourself. Make sure you throw your phone outside before you go into the room. Or if you like, spoil the phone. Or come and leave the phone with me. Because if you go the way you are going, the marriage will not come. I can tell you on authority. If you go the way you are going, the promotion will not come. If you go the way you are going, the scholarship cannot come. The way you are going, this 100 meters per whatever you are going, nah, you need to carry fire. The violent take it by force. Oh. Praise the Lord. That's why now you come to church one, you sleep in the house one, you run shift for church. You are running shift for, I'll get to that point. You are running shift. Today I feel like, today I don't feel like, I feel like. You want to use feeling for fire. Wow. Look at verse 1. Verse 1. We'll come back to verses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back side of the desert. Where was this? And came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. The fire showed up on the mountain of God, Zion, Horeb. Every time you are in the Namada desert, you show up, you show off. You turn up, you turn off. You have to be a dweller on the mountain of the Lord. Moses dwelt there 40 days. Jesus, 40 days. John the Baptist was there. Elijah, he was inside. Paul, when he received the calling, he went to the wilderness of Arabia. 3.5 years, the guy was there just chopping goat. Kulaka parakasha, prekito lekletos. Some of his experiences that he shares thereafter, they were in the place of chopping fire. No wonder when he came out, even though he was the least amongst them, he was instantly recognized as Akwawe, onye normal. With all the controversies around him and all the hatred. The reason why you are particular about people hating you is that you don't carry fire enough. When you carry fire, people that hate you, it doesn't matter. The fire will convert to them. Don't you see in Acts chapter 28, as they waited for him to swell and die, and he didn't die, Bible said they changed their mind about him. People have not changed their mind about you because your fire has not transformed you. The man still thinks he can sleep with you because he has not seen any fire in his dream. And where are they for? Last 4 man. I feel the only thing I say, Say, Jana, baby, when it is so. Say, I carry fire. Come on, come on, come on. Say, I carry fire. Zabalakabatas.
Some of you people are taking your husbands with juju. And you are there, you are advising your husband.
It's not an advice matter. It's not an advice matter. It's a fire matter. Are you here with me at all? The woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus' garment and virtue left. Paul gave handkerchief and demons left. Hey, you should be able to stand in front of your husband's wardrobe. If you can't do it in his very presence, say, whoa, today I baptize you with fire. Stand on the wardrobe and say, hey, from today, anything in contact with my husband's body, from cloth to watch to ring to shoe, let there be a fire outbreak. You hug him with negative intention. You hear electrocution. Hey, be back counsel. This one, I beg a quarrel in the house. And I can't.
Maybe. Debbie. You heard Pastor Patrick, our pastor in Takoradi, saying that he came to wash my clothes and he poured the water on himself. He caught fire. From that time, all the prophecies being shown, his eye opened, came like that. He said, hey, I hear na me. He was on holy grounds. Because the dresses he washed, they were not normal. So yeah, everything is normal around you. Some people even play with you to pew. They say, I don't like it. What an unsavory meat. Like that. Boy. You should be burning with fire. I'm telling you. Can you give me verse 7? We need to bring the message to an end. Burning with fire. This month I'll just be charging you. The midweeks for June, dear, we are raising fire brands. What kind of brands? Fire brands. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. Verse 8. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And to bring them out of that land unto a good land. Large, flowing with milk and honey. Blah, 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 blah. I have come down. You Moses, you know, I have put fire inside of you. I have come down to deliver them. You know, I am sending you this guy carrying fire. To go and do something that I, God, myself should be doing. There is no deliverance where there is no fire. There's no deliverance. Recently, when I went to preach in London, when we closed, one brother came to ask me a question. He said, Pastor, why did I fall down when you were approaching me? Why did I fall down? I said, why are you asking me that question? He said, because I used to think people fake it. And I've been arguing it everywhere. Yeah, I fell down. I saw that they helped me up and I fell down again. I told him, well, it's because power, jump power. What happened? Power with jump power. He said, people don't fake it. You are there now. Everything is very organized around you. If you're a pastor, at some point in time, the chairs in your church, they must be disorganized. Now, nipa in obey to me too. How many people can you give advice or counsel to? So many things, you only sort them out by fire. Are you here with me at all? By fire. There are so many problems you will not be able to solve because you are the pastor. That's why one pastor will go to solve it will not work. Another pastor will go and say, talk about the matter and then somebody will hold fire. Recently, I went to solve one critical issue. Critical. I drove to where the problem is. When I got there, the person who was very, very, very offended when he saw me, I started laughing. That's why the offender had hope. Okay. Fire service has come. Yes, sir. Ngaobeti news. Beti pe 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 pe. You have to carry fire. It's not what you are saying, no. It's what you are carrying into the place or onto that particular table. Praise the Lord. When you are saying, you are trying to contribute to a matter or trying to mitigate an issue and they are not minding you, you need to go and catch a new fire. Obedience for you. He told them, he said, oh, the prophet, I meet with them in dreams and visions. There's a higher dimension. Moses, a fire. Meet face to face like this. From day one, it was face to face. You are singing, not the singing you are singing. No? And you may hear then a wot. You may hear the sound. You may hear the sound. I'm not carrying anything. You're preaching. Nothing turns inside of you. You are not a preacher. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news. Are you here with me? To the poor. Then he started talking about how it is setting the captives free and all of that. When you are talking, nothing is breaking. I want you to know that if we are going to walk in the fire, you have to stay on the mountain of the Lord. Stay in prayer. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. Pray in your house, pray in the church. Pray individually, pray with the brethren. Yeah, some of you, when I see your desire in life, I know that this one can carry the fire easily. Some people, I know that even if we overstart them, God should show us mercy. 90 days of fire. You must enter some. You must what? These 90 days, that fasting, 90 days of obedidom, 90 days of whatever. You have heard me preach two all nights before. You have not taken time to even fast half day. Then you see somebody, the person is singing. We don't know, every time the person is singing. It's like they like the voice of the person more than my. Hey. Singing, we thank God for voice. Nobody comes here to hear voice. What is voice? Is YouTube not there? When we're talking about voice, are we talking about voice here? We come here, people come here with. Do you understand? If you are standing there, you are wasting time. We pray that what you are doing, you finish and go away and let somebody who carries what? I can't hear you at all. When I see our LPs, we give opportunity that, let us pray for, lead prayer for 5 minutes for us to start church. And I'm here and they pray. And, yes, God. My pastor in Assemblies of God, the program I went to do in London, anniversary, Assemblies of God, he was part of the program. We traveled from Ghana. We went. He was my pastor in the year 2000. He was telling them how he mistakenly gave me a microphone. Mistake. This beginning prayer. That's how mistakenly. I came prepared wearing my boo-boo.
Ready, young, ready. Worry, my boo. That from that 5 minutes, I did all the program. They invited guest speakers, so kai. 5 minutes became 15, 30. Oh, preacher is not coming. I will continue. The brothers were very happy, prayerful brothers. But we knew that that is our only chance to enter the channel. Our 10 minutes to leave prayer here. Even the chairs will feel it. That's why it has become like, whether it's a diplomatic call to service or whatever. You see, you don't need to be screaming and shouting. No. But when you stand there and you are from the place of fire, everything will be, that's why now you are leading prayer. People are talking. Nothing is, hey! To carry fire. Even your preparation to come and do this thing, it counts so much. Are there fire cheaper? That you have done something for a long time and you know how to do it. The fire doesn't want to associate with you. Because as for the fire, you should always come with a fresh desire. That I need fire. God, give me fire. I need fresh fire. Please rise to your feet. You need fire. You are a mother that needs what? Fire. You are a father that needs fire. Matakalabakakakabatakash. Sabalakatakatakatakatakatakash. Rakabatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatakatak
are praying rascal prayers. They are praying like machine gun shooting. It's because they have caught fire and they don't know what to do with the fire. They have caught fire. I'm praying that you don't know what to do. May you catch fire. Just catch fire. You are too phlegmatic in the spirit. When it's when you cry, violent, take it by force. You have to fight it. What is wrong with me? When people are catching fire, you are busily sleeping. It's not because you are tired, though. Bibi, who and so. Nah, enya normal. Catch you say enya normal. I can't hear you. Please don't be afraid. Tell that person, yeah. Enya normal, though. In our way, yeah. Enya normal. Enya normal. Don't catch you enya normal. Enya normal. And our office is normal. Then say, "Okay, your chest cancer, we best sorry, your cherry." You know, ma. Go on to me internet gym when I want na. You know, can sleep in air condition, but not in fire. And you know, ma. A jam the bed there, but I am say, "Oh no, when you're responsive to fire, yeah, you are still wearing your shoes." If you have taken your shoes and you have made direct contact with the fire, you see that you will respond. You will catch the anointing. You will catch what? God brought somebody here to hear this message. The people in your house, they must hear some whispering from your room. Don't disturb people, no. But I said, machine be so fear. Sika like this. When I was in level 300, 400, they gave me a flat. Who PM a flat in my dad's a Muslim mosque? Top of the hall of residence where the Muslims pray. The next flat, the flat now. That's my flat. There is no time that they woke up to pray that they didn't come and hear me pray. They are announcer. He cannot announce more than me. I'm the one waking them up. I did actually mad at the door.
abetu wane demusa kolakakashtakamabraka.
Halfway their prayer is when I'm going to sleep.
Pompaya sa
sebebia.
Ada.
If you answer a movie, and I answer a movie, and I just what that.
There's a woman burning bush in the north. What does it feel? A journey daddy when we would to fear. Catch up, say, peer, 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 peer.
Brother, sister, you are too fine to be staying away from the fire. Let me tell you, too many things. This, your academic journey, it will be easier when you carry fire. And Ramini Penin be peer, or Penipa, or no alcohol. I mean, any piano. I saw a woman cook. And I'm here, both besides, I know, would you cook? I said, say, no, you didn't come on. I'm saying, you're normal. I said, I tear from me, touching a mass. I'm going to cook. We are lying on our own round. If it's a way a cattle, they will take you like a pet. Pet, you need to roar. You instead of roaring, you are doing meow, 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 meow. You are asleep. That's why you hear meow, meow, and you are able to sleep through meow, meow. I was in Cape Town, that the game reserve, and they were driving us through there. Game reserve, and then when we were leaving, one lion just roared. The cow were sitting inside. Hey, I said, hey, lion run, I'm gonna enemy. Hey, more than tender. Giti 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 ba. Me shocka no mu say hey. Same cat family. One is doing. You know that there's a champion in this bush. Holy is the Lord. You are not Lord. You need to carry fire. You need to carry what? Butu 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 fire. Butu 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 fire. I want us to pray. So a few minutes. Pray. Katabara kata. My wife, will you carry fire? Oh, fire. When you carry the fire, the money will come. Skapeja. Skapede. Ja. Skapapa yanani ni jem. Only fire. And you man go you need fire. Yeah. When the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they were carrying so much fire. The Egyptians were saying, you take the gold and go. We don't want trouble. The fire is too much. Our children are dying. Frogs are everywhere. Our idols are being punished. What is this? Please carry the gold and go. Nobody is giving you anything. Nobody is giving you any appointment if you don't carry fire. Why are you jumaning in here? What is left is what? I can't hear you at all. It's like when I preach fire, some people get angry. No, no, no. I say, what is the last thing you must carry? The reason why sometimes you still want to go and drink the alcohol is because yeah. But if the fire is there, the appetite is different. I want you to pray. I want you to pray, 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 pray. Every Wednesday you are here. Every Saturday you are here. We are building fire. Sabala kapata. Yesterday I called one child somewhere abroad. He doesn't pay the call of the parent. Many people have been asked to call this child. He doesn't pick anybody's call for many months. So I heard it. I said, give me the number. So I sent a message to the child. I said, this is Pastor Francis, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to call you in 5 minutes. I called and I asked. The child picked it. I said, why don't you pick anybody's call? He said, Pastor, forget about them. I said, forget about them. Forget about your mother, your father. Forget about everybody. I said, what's going on? He now told me plenty things. I said, plenty pastors have called. He's not minding anybody. No more. You have to carry something. That 5 minutes I gave her, I said, quiet. The court didn't land. Cry. She has picked it. I said, let's talk. What's the matter? Why don't you pick anybody? I said, Pastor, forget about them. Let's talk. Hey. Nessen, until thy kingdom come, you need to carry fire. People's spirit will respond only to God. Not to your image, your status, who you think you are. It doesn't matter to people. I'm sure the compelling power of God has said, you better pick that call. Catch him. See, anytime you see my call, you'll pick it. So, Pastor, you know I'll pick it. You have to carry fire. Don't be joking with your life. And they are beautiful. You that is beautiful, haven't you seen people who are prettier than you? Plenty. Lift your hands. Oh. Namija. Ujakon crown. Fopata lakapata. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Parla swa kapatala. On this hore mountain of the Lord. Bula sutupua kapata. Membum fire suma yembum faswa hase. Eto to kalapa kapatala. Izudili kuli suprekito. Leprekitala. Ito li pala. Sabala kupete telepete. Rezo rezo. Shabaran. La patala, 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 la patala,
to a new direction, a holy ground of prosperity, of fruitfulness, of promotion, a holy ground of healing, a holy ground of power.
Mate, ila braco tapalina, and tepe leco prate peto, izazapa capa, eraco sapa leco a capa, eracato malacapatia, atele mecopanto, atele mecupai, atele metule meto, a rapa somalia, ela pato sala, rape copelema, capata,
sasa, sasa,
sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sasa, sas
If you have a fast
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.